Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go. Around the Beltway, we're doing okay. Maryland and Virginia. It's 270. Early slowdowns here through Urbana and Hyattstown on I-95. Maryland coming from Baltimore and coming southbound 95. Delays as you merge off of 695. And that's due to the incident ahead before you get to 195. So an unusual backup there. Hang with it once you get by the crash and Ford 195, then you're good to go down past Route 100, 32. That's all the breakaway point, and then wide open still to join the Beltway. Baltimore, Washington Parkway slowing in Jessup between right as you approach and pass 175 and an incident crucial that had been to the shoulder. Inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, seeing a little bit of volume on 50 and through Riverdale, BW Parkway, you're still okay. On 95, Virginia crash, minor, but on the shoulder, see some flashing lights here as you pass the Occoquan. So coming out of Dale City toward Route 1, slowing in that stretch, so watch for the flashing lights. In case you missed it, emergency road repairs are underway, and it seems like this could be like this through the day. So heads up, Clara Barton Parkway closed each direction between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. That's blocked off. They're doing these emergency road repairs, they say, most likely to last through the day. So think about your options coming in into town, maybe River Road, GW Parkway. Update sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit aplus-hvac.com today. And now, from garagedoorrepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad-looking Wednesday morning. A little cloud around, a little eye sunshine. We'll see clouds come in as we get into the afternoon. And cooler temperatures. Not moving much from this morning, but cooler than yesterday. 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Burke, 43 in Bethesda, 45 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Toys R Us is preparing to close one-fifth of its U.S. stores. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Very smart show for you today. Very smart people with us. I mean, besides Vince. Joining us at 6:35, Cal Thomas will be with us to discuss the president heading to Davos and the fight over the wall. At 7:05, from the Center for Immigration Studies, it's Mark Krikorian. At 8:15, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. And at 8:35, from the Daily Caller, it's Chuck Ross. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnades.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
You don't believe what I lie to you?
No. Your compliments, they're suspicious. Let's
all the truth. I speak nothing.
Let's talk about the truth, which is that these former FBI officials, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, paramours, lovers, mistress and mister, the two of them together just texting their pants off each other. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. I guess of those 50,000 text messages, some of them were probably about that subject, actually. We haven't seen all of them.
Yes, nobody's to see those. Those are the ones that, by the way, like, think about that.
Yeah, like, think about the ones we've seen. They're all the, like, oh, Trump sucks. Let's ruin his investigation. Let's get him impeached. Whatever, whatever. Show us the good stuff. Where's all the relational stuff going back and forth? And, you know, I'm so struck by these guys, not to borrow his name for that, but I just want to say, like, you're two FBI officials, one of them a counterintelligence official, right? Responsible for having some sense of how information is transmitted, using it appropriately, and investigating people using the broad resources of the federal government, which allow them to sort of dive into the deepest, darkest secrets that people have, right? Using the government's powers to get access to communications, to where people are, locations, all sorts of things that we've only begun to realize the government's power extends to over the past few years, thanks to people like Ed Snowden and others. These are FBI officials communicating on government devices about their nefarious plots and their notions of bias and partiality towards the people who are involved. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. How does any of this make sense? How is it that they are in no way, like, sensitive or cautious about what they're saying to each other on their government devices? I mean, does this seem insane? It's insane. You can nod yes wherever you are. Nod yes with me. I'm nodding. This is nuts. So here's the latest. We got more text messages yesterday, courtesy of a couple of people, but among them Ron Johnson. Struck was obviously having an affair with Page, and they had a conversation in these newly released messages about him joining Mueller's team. He was torn. He wasn't sure whether or not he wanted to do it. But he did refer to it as, quote, maybe the most important case of our lives, he said in dramatic tones. She responds, you shouldn't take this on, I promise you. I would tell you if you should, meaning joining Mueller's investigation. He said, well, he just has a sense of, quote, unfinished business. Remember, he was investigating Trump's collusion with Russia to the extent that it may or may not exist. Well, now I need to fix and finish it, he wrote. Fix and finish it. Mm-hmm. Strzok expressed skepticism, though, about whether or not the case would uncover any wrongdoing. This is interesting. He said, quote, you and I both know the odds are nothing. If I thought it was likely, I'd be there, no question. Meaning getting a guilty charge on President Trump here. I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern. There's no big there, he writes to his mistress on an official government phone for some reason. So these text messages keep coming out. And it's incredible stuff. And they've talked about, you remember the messages we heard yesterday included them referring to a secret society together, that they have a secret society. What does that mean? Well, Ron Johnson, the senator, was on Special Report last night, and I was watching, listening to Brett Baer's great interview with him. And listen to what Ron Johnson had to say. My jaw dropped, please.
And that secret society, we have an informant that's talking about a group that were holding secret meetings off-site. There's so much smoke here.
Suspicion. Let's stop there. A secret society, a secret meetings off-site of the Justice Department.
Correct.
And you have an informant saying that?
Yes.
Is there anything more about that?
No, we have to dig into it. This is not a distraction. Again, this is bias, potentially corruption at the highest levels of the FBI that is now investigating. And by the way, Robert Mueller used to run the FBI. He is in no position to do an investigation over this kind of misconduct. So I think at this point in time, we probably should be looking at a special counsel to undertake this investigation. But Congress is going to have to continue to dig.
And Ron Johnson's like a totally sober guy, too. I mean, he's like, he's careful about this stuff. Corruption at the highest levels of the FBI? Secret meetings off-site? They have an informant? Those are all dangerous things to be hearing. Just the idea that that's going on in our justice system. Meanwhile, the president's attorney was on Fox as well last night. He was on Hannity. Talking about all of this. He kind of pieces it together. This is Jay Sekulow. Listen.
These aren't investigations. These are political setups. It's a faux investigation. The reality is there's nothing in the investigation that's investigatory. In other words, when you look at what happens, the way it transpires, the missing documents, the witnesses, the statement from Peter Strzok, I mean, that's the classic one, and saying, well, there's no big there, so why am I going to waste my time going on to the special counsel team, which he, by the way, does a couple days later. So you have all of this back and forth, but realize what was going on. He would have known there was no there because of what? He was on the Russia collusion, so-called collusion investigation
from the outset. He was a part of the investigation. And again, just having these conversations over text. Now, I know that we talked about those 50,000 missing text messages. Lawmakers are trying to get any angle they can to recover these things. We said yesterday the obvious thing, which is go to the service providers, go to Verizon, whomever it is, and get it from them. Lawmakers are attempting that. They're going down every course they can to try and recover these text messages, which the FBI says do not exist thanks to a very convenient technical error if you're Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Interesting. You know, also, when they were discussing the Mueller investigation, he said to her, he was trying to get her to join the team. And he said, you would obviously excel on the team. And she responded by saying, I don't understand what they would need me for. What would they need me for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they both knew that there was nothing there. And I'm surprised that there's only one informant, because I would think that if you're in the FBI and you're not part of this secret society and you see what's going on, you probably really want to tell your story right now.
Well, the president wants answers too, tweeting last night, where are the 50,000 important text messages between FBI lovers Lisa Page and Peter Strzok? Blaming Samsung. The Samsung glitch. Coming up this morning, we're going to have Cal Thomas to talk about this at 6:35, and also Hogan Gidley from the White House at 8:15, as well as the great Chuck Ross at 8:35. Many, many guests all on this subject.
It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have some busy areas. 270, we'll start there. We had the overnight road work down near Urbana and Hyattstown. That was cleared right around 5 o'clock, so it gave us some early volume. Now we have a crash. We just didn't get rid of the delay. So now as you pass Route 80 Urbana and down toward 109, we're bunched up. Accident before you get to the exit for 109. So do watch. We still had some fire and rescue responding there. Trying to use 95 out of Baltimore. Here we come, southbound, right as you merge off of 695 to the crash up ahead before the exit for 195. And then that's the breakaway point beyond. I don't have any problems continuing down to our beltway. On the BW Parkway between Route 100 and 32, bunched up with the crash. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. George Washington Parkway, you're okay. And that looks like the George Washington Parkway might be an option for a lot of commuters this morning, so watch for some bailout traffic. Here's the story. Emergency road repairs closes a stretch of Clara Barton Parkway between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. Now, crews say they were getting a lot of calls about potholes, rough surface, so they're out doing the repairs. They say that could last through the day, so you need to plan accordingly. I know a lot of commuters coming out of McLean, coming off the Beltway, use that stretch of Clara Barton Parkway. Also watch for MacArthur Boulevard to pick up the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 47 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 30. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 45 currently in our nation's capital. 44 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Bring your family to trek through time and see amazing realistic dinosaurs and dragons. And discover the dinosaurs' time trek this Friday through Sunday at the DC Armory. Book tickets now at discoverthedinosaurs.com for this brand new family experience.
So stand in the place where you
The NFL has stepped in it again, or should I say they've sat in it again. The national, there's a veterans group, American Vets, AMVETS also. You see that a lot. You'll see AMVETS a lot. That's how they're better known. They are claiming that the NFL rejected a full-page Super Bowl ad that they were going to take out in the official Super Bowl program for the game, right, that's coming up. It featured a color guard holding the American flag with a call to donate to AMVETS, and it had the hashtag, please stand. Oh, no, 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 no. The NFL was having none of it. None of it. They deemed it political. The Super, according to NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy, he told Fox News the Super Bowl pregame program is designed for fans to commemorate and celebrate the game, players, teams, and the Super Bowl. It's never been a place for advertising that could be considered by some as a political statement. Now,
okay,
the NFL is not known for their consistency with what's considered political statements and what isn't considered political statements. Remember Colin Kaepernick at practice with his cops dressed as pigs? Remember the pig heads with the cops on them, the cop hat on them, you know, depicting cops as pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they wouldn't allow the they weren't allowed. The Dallas Cowboys couldn't honor the police officers who were killed. That's not allowed. But yet they bend over backwards to allow players to exercise their free speech when it comes to sitting down and protesting the national anthem. That's okay. So they're very selective. If they were a tad more consistent, they probably wouldn't have these problems continually cropping up and these big dust-ups. By doing this, this has garnered far more attention
Bingo.
Than it would have had anybody just seen it in the program.
Bingo, as usual, Mary, you've spotted the issue,
Nailed it.
Is that they have just given way more fuel to this fire.
Yeah.
That instead of just allowing a couple people to just Instagram their programs from the game, now you've basically given this national media attention. That the NFL is against an ad involving troops and the hashtag please stand? Really?
So
they're out.
Who in their right mind picks a fight with vets?
Nope. Don't do it.
It's a no-lose.
It's just a no-lose. And it's funny. They should have learned this a long time ago.
It's a no-win.
Because there have been so many companies who've exploited the notion that they are a Super Bowl banned ad for years. This is a perennial, right? We're not quite up to it yet, but we're just about to be, which is that in the weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, there's always companies who have advertisements typically involving scantily clad women. And the ads will be like, this ad is too hot for the Super Bowl. It was banned from the Super Bowl. And no, it was. I mean, it was banned because it's so ridiculous that they turned it down right away. But it's a publicity stunt. You're trying to draw attention to your product and your advertisement online. The NFL just did that for this military organization, for AMVETS, on its own. It just said, you know what? This is a banned ad. Now everybody's going to focus on it.
And do you remember last year the ad they had from the tale of Adolphus Bush, who came to the story as an immigrant from Germany, where locals were telling him to go back home and all the racism and that he faced and all the discrimination that he faced? Remember that ad? That was very political, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a very political ad.
I guess everything's political. I don't know. Remember Budweiser had the horses approach the Twin Towers and they all kneeled in front of the Twin Towers? They all kind of like
think that
stooped
was
over.
I
mean, what's the definition of political? The NFL's turning down an ad that involves our members of the military in the hashtag please stand. Why is that offensive?
Well, according to AmVets, the ad was accepted by the NHL and the NBA. And the spokesperson for the NFL, Brian McCarthy, told Fox News that the NFL asked AmVets to consider using the words please honor our veterans or please stand for our veterans instead.
What?
But the group rejected that. And McCarthy said, now the back and forth between the group and the NFL caused delays and the vets failed to meet the deadline to get the ad in.
This is a form of density that hasn't ever been seen anywhere in the creation of the universe. This is please stand for our veterans is something different. I would have been fine with that. Sends the same message to me.
Well, it is what it is, and now it's gotten more publicity than they could have ever hoped for. 6:22 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This Valentine's Day, stay in. Don't worry about one good night out. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night, year after year. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. Because we sell directly to you at BollandBranch.com, there are no middleman markups. Our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Not only will they be the most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on, they also arrive beautifully packaged, making them the perfect gift for Valentine's. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. And you can try them risk-free for a month. This Valentine's Day, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping, when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
And that breaking news in just the last 15
minutes. News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus traffic and weather to get you school and work ready. And when you get home, watch ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 with David Muir.
Also tonight, the states of emergency at this hour. The
morning, tonight, ABC 7 News, always on your side.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. And this traffic update now sponsored by 7-Eleven. Virginia commuters in through Dale City. We're now trying to work around a broken down tractor trailer here northbound 95. As you come up toward Dale Boulevard, stay to the left to get by. Arrow board is there. They've set up along the right side, blocking the right half of 95 Dale City. So that's our focal point of delays. Beyond that, a little bit of volume, Lorton Newing. 395. Here we come through Landmark, a bit of volume, and briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. Now, let's get across the Wilson Bridge. So far, so good. Same story at the Legion Bridge, light volume there. 270 coming southbound, crash before you get to 109 in Hyattstown. Was in the left lane, giving us delays back before the exit for Route 80 Urbana. So, in that stop and go, I know it's heavier than normal, and that's because of that crash. You're trying to get that over to the shoulder. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring starts to fill in some of the delays. Coming out of Baltimore, if you're using I-95 and merging off of 695 in the stop and go to the crash right as you merge off of 695, and that's stretched before you get to the exit for 195. So that's our hang up point right there on 95. Beyond, still wide open down through to the Beltway. On the emergency road repairs ongoing on the Clara Barton Parkway, closed between Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. Crews that are working there say likely to last through the entire day, so plan accordingly. Now you can go beyond breakfast with endless options 7-Eleven, where you can get fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will replace 68 and a touch of rain yesterday with about 47 today, with sunshine in the morning and a few clouds mixing in at times. This afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Well, there was some question earlier this week about the World Economic Forum, whether or not the president would go. Well, the government shutdown issue has been resolved, and he's going to jet off to Davos tonight. Democrats are not happy about this.
Every year, the Republicans plan the Davos break. We come in for a week or two, and then we're out. And why would that be? The Senate is in. Why is the House out? So that the some of their Republican leadership can go visit their top 1% friends in Davos and celebrate the passage of a very unfair tax bill.
That scratchy voice you just heard was Nancy Pelosi, and she's criticizing the president for going to Davos, among others. And, you know, the sell here, the White House is saying, is that the president wants to go and sell tax reform. He's going to be speaking Friday, but he's going to talk about that the American corporate structure for taxes is so good that all of your companies should come to the United States. Also going to be talking about free and specifically fair trade as well while he's there. A lot coming out of that this week. We'll keep our eyes on it. And Cal Thomas is going to have some thoughts on this as well in just a moment. He's joining us soon. 6:28 on WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Coming up on WMAL, well, you know him, you love him. Cal Thomas will be joining us. We'll discuss the president heading to Davos and also the fight over the wall. He has a lot to tell us. 6:30, it's time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Could President Trump and Robert Mueller be holding face-to-face meetings soon?
Special Counsel Robert Mueller expressing interest in questioning President Trump about his decision to fire former FBI Director James Comey and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, according to sources.
We're going to be fully cooperative with the Special Counsel, but we're also not going to comment on who may or may not or could be interviewed at any point, but we're going to continue to be fully cooperative with the process.
A source close to Jeff Sessions tells CNN Mueller questioned the attorney general for hours last Wednesday.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. If you have symptoms of the flu and you show up at one of Montgomery County's six hospitals to visit someone, County Health Department spokeswoman Mary Anderson says you may now be turned away. And if you come to the hospital to get treatment for yourself,
say you're someone who's ill, you think you might have the flu, you're visiting the emergency room, you will likely be asked to wear a mask so that you're not spreading what may be the flu to other people waiting, say, in the emergency room.
The new measures are an effort to stem the rapid spread of this especially nasty strain of the flu that's going around. Former Charles County teacher's aide Carlos D'Angelo Bell has now pleaded guilty to several federal charges. The 30-year-old admitted enticing children to perform sexually explicit acts in order to produce child pornography. He now could face up to 150 years in prison. A bill now advancing in the Virginia General Assembly would allow people to bring guns to church. Current state law forbids weapons in a place of worship during a religious service, although an attorney general's opinion from 2011 said current law does allow Virginians to carry guns to church subject to a church's permission. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,211, the NASDAQ at 7,460. Sports sponsored by Account Temps, UVA runs its winning streak to 11 with a victory over Clemson. Caps and Wizards both idle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Payroll, bookkeeping, month end? Are you feeling short-staffed? Account Temps can provide accounting and finance professionals on a temporary or project basis when you need them to help with increased workloads. Call them today or visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team of Principal Medical Group. We're all so busy these days, and for me, having convenient access to my primary care doctor has been priceless. From phone calls, emails, and same-day appointments, the Concierge Medical model has allowed me to take back control of my healthcare. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group make my time and my care a priority. And as a patient at Principal Medical Group, you'll feel the difference, too. Invest in your health like I did and call Principal Medical Group. Additionally, for those men and women struggling with the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are the area experts in pellet therapy. So, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824. Or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Call 703-663-8824 or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Attention, D.C. area. How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event, where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-274-1922 now to get your free CD. Call 800-274-1922 now and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-274-1922. That's 800-274-1922. Call now.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than 2 decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Wheaton, Maryland, George Avenue, Randolph Road. Coming up to that intersection with crash activity. Once you get through there, you're okay. Beyond heading down toward University Boulevard and Forest Glen. Top side of the Beltway, normal delays forming here right as you merge off in 95 and around in through to Silver Spring. 95, though, coming out of Baltimore, still have an unexpected, unusual delay, I should say. Coming off of the merge of 695 to go south on 95 near 195. Crash happened on the northbound side, but we have lanes blocked each direction. You can get by, but slowly. That's why we're having the heavy volume in that stretch. Again, that's 95 near 195. That's farther north toward Baltimore. And let's go Virginia, 95, as we make your trip northbound out of Dale City toward the Occoquan. Broken down tractor trailer right near Dale Boulevard. Looks like most of that activity now confined to the right shoulder, but still see the arrow board and a lot of activity. Emergency road repairs closing Clara Barton Parkway between the Glen Echo turnaround and Chain Bridge. And definitely seeing that volume now really on the increase as everyone's forced to get onto the Glen Echo turnaround and up toward MacArthur Boulevard, where that's picking up a lot of volume. Also plan maybe River Road, GW Parkway, your alternates for the morning. Crews that are working on the roadway there on Clara Barton Parkway say expect that closure through the day. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see a few clouds around this morning with sunshine this afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy for a time, 47 with a west-northwesterly breeze. Colder night tonight, 30. Suburbs colder. Sunshine on Thursday, 45. Plenty of sunshine, low 50s returning by Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Warrenton, 39 in Olney, 44 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. He'll be with us at 7:05. Knows a lot about immigration. Talk about Everything that's happening in this immigration debate, what to look out for. 8:15, Hogan Gidley with the White House will be with us. A lot of questions for him. And then at 8:35 this morning, the great Chuck Ross of the Daily Caller, tracking everything that's developing in these many investigations surrounding the Trump administration and also about the investigators themselves. That's on Mornings of the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us now, syndicated columnist, friend of the show, Cal Thomas. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Mary and Vince.
Morning.
The president's heading for Davos. Is he going to receive a warm reception once he gets there?
Yeah, I think, what did I hear, about 6 feet of snow there? That's pretty cold.
Well, it's all the global warming.
Look, here's the problem with all these CEOs. Probably most of them didn't vote for Trump. They voted for Hillary Clinton. But they sure like the outcome of the policies. I mean, their portfolios are exploding. They're paying bonuses. They're giving pay raises to their employees. Some of them are moving their companies, which they'd moved overseas because of the previously high corporate tax rate, back to the United States, where they'll bring jobs and money and tax revenue. And so they're pretty happy about that. On the other hand, they've got all their liberal friends there who detest Trump. And so it's going to be interesting to watch the body language when they shake hands and have pictures taken together and do interviews with people. The first questions are going to be, well, now, if you voted for Hillary Clinton, what did you think of Donald Trump's policies? So they're going to be caught in kind of a whiplash warp there.
It's interesting, you know, the president off to Davos, Democrats, of course, criticizing it as just a bunch of rich bigwigs going off to hang out with other rich bigwigs at the expense of the American people. But I feel like there's a real opportunity here for the president of the United States to be our envoy, to sort of to sell America and why these companies should be here.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about rich bigwigs, how about Nancy Pelosi's expensive dinner the other night during two-and-a-half, three-day shutdown with all those Democrat bigwigs? Democrats only hate rich people when they're Republican rich people. They don't hate Democrat rich people. George Soros, for example, they're happy to take his money. You know, we move from a time in America when the successful and wealthy business person was held up as a model. Their pictures were put on the cover of Time and Newsweek magazine. These were people who worked hard and built a life and hired a lot of people, and we didn't envy their wealth. We wanted to be like them. Now we move from that to envy, greed, and entitlement, the unholy trinity of the secular progressive. I don't know when that happened. I mean, I've interviewed a lot of rich people as a young reporter. I didn't envy them. I said, hey, where did you go to school? What's your philosophy of life? I might want to be like you someday. But now the attitude is, if you make $2 and I make $1, you owe me 50 cents to make it fair. That's socialism. That's spreading the wealth around. That's not creating a sound economy. So, the left doesn't really have an issue here. I mean, if it's the economy stupid and the economy continues to do well and a lot of retirees in swing states like Florida continue to look at their portfolios and their retirement and say, man, this is great. I'm voting for Trump for another 4 years. What do the Democrats have? Zilch.
Yeah. Cal, on immigration, we know now that Chuck Schumer has withdrawn his offer to fund the border wall for one whole year. You had an interesting solution to get around this whole argument, though, didn't you?
Well, I think among other things, Trump ought to say, okay, we're going to let the American people get involved in this. We're going to do a national fundraiser. We're going to ask every American who believes that we need to preserve what we have here for future generations while allowing qualified immigrants to legally come to the country and to assimilate, very important, no more hyphenated Americans, to contribute $1, $2, $5, whatever you can afford, to help build the wall. I think that would embarrass the heck out of the Democrats and show the strong support, as the polls have shown. This latest Harvard poll showed that most Americans want to control the borders. Yes, they want to do something about the so-called Dreamers, but they want to make sure this doesn't happen again. And this is what the Republicans have been saying. We don't want a repeat of this. We had a repeat after 1986 when the Democrats promised, okay, we're going to end this illegal immigration, but of course it never ended. And what they're saying now is, we don't want to repeat it in another 3 or 4 years. And I think most Americans are for that. It's not about nativism. It's not about xenophobia and all these other buzzwords they attach to people. It's about preserving what we have so we can hand it down to our children and grandchildren as a continually strong country.
You know, we're seeing the White House is involved in a negotiation right now, obviously, on trying to figure out how it's going to get all of its immigration priorities and what they can do in exchange, putting aside the idea of crowdsourcing busting the wall, which I think is fun and excellent. Would you be okay with limited numbers of amnesties in order to get the concessions that they want? Chain migration coming to an end, the end of the diversity visa lottery, getting that wall in some form. Right now the White House has had conversations with, okay, we want to let the DACA recipients stay, maybe 690,000, and then we've seen reporting over the last 24 hours that maybe they want to up that number to say 1.2 million people who would have qualified for DACA if they had only applied.
Border security is number one, and the president is absolutely correct to continue along this line. That's where they got snookered the last time. They got amnesty in 1986 and no border wall, no border security. It absolutely must be first. The second thing is these people should not be allowed to vote for 20 years. They should not be allowed to become citizens fully. Let them be legal residents. Let them have all the rights of citizenship without voting, and then watch the Democrats come to the forefront. This is all about votes for Democrats. I've got a column coming up tomorrow about the number of people who are moving from high tax states to lower tax states. You've got 60 million abortions in this country and counting. The left wants to refill these pockets with illegal immigrants, tie them to government programs, and tell them that if you don't vote for us and continue to vote for us, those evil Republicans are going to take your benefits away. That's what this is really all about. It's not caring about the children and the dreamers and all this other cockamamie stuff that the Democrats put out. It's about votes.
Yeah, we saw the Center for American Progress memo a couple weeks ago saying that the whole point of all of this is preservation of the Democratic Party's electoral future.
Right.
They've said it out loud.
Yeah, once in a while, truth comes out in Washington.
That's
amazing.
Right. Cal Thomas, thank you as always. Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
guys.
Sir. 644 on WMAL.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this result-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we have a couple major problems going on here. Let's start Maryland in the Annapolis area, or 50 commuters if you are coming across the Severn River or trying to get in toward that stretch. A closure is in place. Medevac helicopter is landing at the scene of the serious crash. It happened inbound 50 before Route 2. Not sure if a car was broken down or stalled, but apparently at pedestrian struck. So this is a very serious situation. So I know everyone's a little frustrated, but patience, please, as they deal with this. So if you're coming inbound, trying to get into Annapolis, what you want to do is take between Cape St. Clair Road and Route 2, use College Parkway off of 50 because you'll need to bail because they have that completely shut down, and heading outbound side as well while the medevac helicopter's on the ground, that closure in place. Again, this is Maryland 50 over near Route 2. Now, let's get you closer in through Annapolis. Once you pass Annapolis, if you're heading through Bowie and up to the Beltway, that stretch okay until just inside the Beltway where that stretch normal delays takes us through Chevrolet below speed to DC 295. Top side of the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring, slow. Wheaton, there's a crash on Georgia Avenue at the intersection of Randolph Road. So both Georgia Avenue and Randolph Road, do watch as you try to work through there under police direction. 270 South, in Urbana, Hyattstown, slow. Germantown, Rockville delays. Major closure in effect through the day with emergency road repairs, shuts down Clara Barton Parkway between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge due to, again, emergency road repairs there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad looking Wednesday morning. A little cloud around, a little eye sunshine. We'll see clouds come in as we get into the afternoon, and cooler temperatures. Not moving much from this morning, but cooler than yesterday. 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 6:47. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
All right. I'm laughing. LeVar Ball, remember this guy? The father of these basketball-playing boys. The big baller, LeVar Ball, the one whose son got stuck in North Korea, who the president of the United States had to save from imprisonment in China, rather, not North Korea. And then this happened. Here's LeVar Ball doing interviews about it.
How do you know it wasn't involved before I even knew that? I mean, he didn't even know they was over there. And like that. Okay, what was the reason for him going over there in the first place?
He's all upset. And remember, he was like, then he goes on that Trump wasn't going over there for that reason anyway. It wasn't going over there to save my son, so it doesn't count.
What are you trying to say? It wasn't like he was in the U.S. and said, okay, there's three kids in China. I need to go over there and get them. Okay. That wasn't the thought process.
All right. Okay. Right.
What we're talking about right now is a lot of stuff about my son just because his last name is Ball. We're not even talking about the other two kids.
Yeah, LeAngelo. So anyway, and then LeAngelo ends up dropping out of UCLA. So you remember who LeVar Ball is. Well, now LeAngelo and his brother LaMelo are playing in Lithuania for this, like, I guess, pro team. And LeVar Ball, I think he paid for this, but five exhibition games, the Big Baller Challenge, paying for it. And now because he's covering all of it and he's like in charge of it, he gets to be, it's all to give his sons more playtime. And he's also now the assistant coach of the team. And it's hilarious. So the head coach has to sit to the side in Lithuania and is the they're like both coaching together as equals. The head coach saying, quote, LeVar wants the team to play fast. He also has an idea for a new way for the team to play defense. So we're going to try it out tonight. Today we'll be like two equal coaches. We'll see how it goes. Why not let him do it? It's only a friendly match. It'll end and everyone will forget about it. Not LeVar Ball. And he'll make sure nobody forgets about it.
650 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's Special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free2Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
653, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are coming off record highs. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street. Markets in Europe are all lower, but they closed mostly higher this morning in Asia. Crude oil sitting around that three-year high. Quarterly earnings reports are coming fast and furious this morning. Better than expected results from toolmaker Stanley Black & Decker and United Technologies. We got a miss for Dow Component General Electric this morning. Shares of United Airlines are down 7% in pre-market trading. It's struggled to bring in seat revenue and might lower fares to match some of the discount airlines. It's also facing higher jet fuel prices, and investors are a little worried. Starbucks says pay raises and stock grants are coming this year because of the corporate tax cuts, and all employees will soon be able to earn paid sick time. This includes part-timers. Benefits are for Starbucks workers and not those at the licensed coffee shops like the Starbucks you might find inside a supermarket. Tonight, the baseball writers will announce the names of those being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer in Cooperstown. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees, and earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Annapolis area, big problems on 50, shut down each direction. The initial report came in as a westbound inbound 50 right near Route 2, Ritchie Highway, as a pedestrian struck, and they have landed a medevac helicopter. So each direction of 50 closed while that medevac is on the ground. So if you're coming, say, from the Bay Bridge, you want to bail out and use College Parkway between Cape St. Clair Road and Route 2. And if you can, on the outbound side, get off to 450 or Route 2 as your alternate. But again, everyone shut down on 50 right near Route 2 because of a serious incident. I'll let you know when the medevac leaves and you can get some openings here in that stretch for a serious crash. Now, let's get you closer into town here on the George Washington Parkway, seeing some of the volume on the increase for sure as you approach and pass 123. We have the closure this morning because of emergency road work on the Clara Barton Parkway between Glen Echo Turnaround and Chambridge. It's not open. You're being sent over to MacArthur Boulevard, so watch for that. A lot heavier than normal, and crews at the scene say they expect that closure throughout the day. Wheaton area, George Avenue, and Randolph Road in the intersection. Watch for police to direct you around the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will replace 68 and a touch of rain yesterday with about 47 today, with sunshine in the morning and a few clouds mixing in at times. This afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 657 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
interesting study from the University of Edinburgh. They reviewed data from 80 studies and trials, and comparing all of that adds up to 29 million births. So they compared data from 29 million births.
No, you got to find out something.
And
from
they
that.
Found that children born by C-section are more likely to be obese by the time they reach the age of 5 years old. The risk of obesity for children under the age of 5 jumped by 59% if they had been delivered via C-section. Huh. They're also 21% more likely to develop asthma by the age of 12. It's wild.
Wow.
Yeah, I would think the obesity thing as a parent you could probably control, because under the age of 5, you should probably be controlling what your
is
children
there, I mean, I'm guessing you don't know the answer to this, but I wonder if there's like a wealth correlation here in terms of like, you know, probably not. Nah, probably not.
Scientists, well, because you can elect to have a C-section, I would assume that's more wealthy your patients would assume.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. So you can eat better, too, and you also have like fatter kids by the time you're 5? That's, I'm just wondering. Maybe there's a correlation.
They said that there's growing evidence that C-sections influence the development of the immune system and your bacteria in your gut. And many women have the procedure because they themselves are obese, so that can also influence the baby's health.
Oh,
so
there you go. That's a reason why you might become obese if your mother is.
Exactly, exactly. But the number of C-sections has risen around the world, 1 in 4 now. So that's obviously why they're having these discussions about whether that is good or not. Now, in a similar study, there is a man named Pavel Goldstein, and he works at the University of Colorado, and he's a neuroscience researcher at CU Boulder. Mm-hmm. And his wife, when she was having her baby, she said all she wanted was for me to hold her hand and be quiet. That's all she wanted.
That's
was
your
for
job.
Me to hold her hand and be quiet. So he did a study to find out if holding someone's hand actually really does make them feel better. Like, mm-hmm. does that really work? And so they took couples between the ages of 23 and 32. They had to be healthy, no medications. And the women were subjected to pain in the form of heat to one forearm in 4 different settings. And they found, bottom line, that if they're the person with whom they have a loving relationship with, their partner, is holding their hand, they report less pain.
Wow. Well, I believe that.
Isn't that wild? But that just holding the
but
hand.
But I suspect if they had to choose between hand-holding and an epidural, they're going with the latter.
You can
pace outside with the cigar, buddy. I'll take the epidural.
Bring back the days of morphine. Epidural morphine. What's coming up on WMAL?
All right, Mark Krikorian is going to join us in mere moments. He's with the Center for Immigration Studies and is very closely tracking this developing immigration package. We'll tell you what's going on.
And hashtag release the memo. Remember that? It's kind of been lost in the sauce with all this other stuff coming out. We've got an update for you on that memo. 7 o'clock, time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store, and we begin with a traffic situation. There's a problem at this hour on Route 50 in Annapolis. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, tell us what's going on.
Well, Bill, unfortunately, it is shut down in each direction. Medevac helicopters on the scene of an incident. The crash happened on Route 50, heading inbound right near Route 2, Ritchie Highway. A pedestrian was struck. Now, we're still trying to get to the bottom of where there was a broken down car or a reason why there was a person out there walking around. But the serious situation has all traffic stopped. I'll have more details and your alternates coming up in the traffic.
The Russia investigation is now potentially zeroing in on the Oval Office.
After months of interviews, the special counsel Robert Mueller is now setting his sights on President Donald Trump himself, and that negotiations are underway between Mueller's team and the president's lawyers after Mueller has expressed interest in sitting down with the president.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the White House will be, quote, fully cooperative with the special counsel, but she also says they won't comment on who may or may not be interviewed. If you're homesick with the flu today, you've got a lot of company. This has been an especially rough year for the flu. Health officials across the Washington region are reporting a surge in flu cases recently. They say this is a bad strain of the flu, too. And as the flu continues to spread, hospitals in one local county are doing something they haven't done in years: restrict visitors.
Montgomery County's 6 hospitals have come together to urge people already dealing with flu-like symptoms not to visit a patient.
Because we are seeing a lot of flu activity in the community, and we want to cut down
on as many chances of spreading that infection.
Mary Anderson with the county's Department of Health and Human Services also says children under 12, whether they're sick or not, won't be allowed in hospitals as visitors unless it's an urgent situation. And in that case, they'll have to wear a mask. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince William County leaders know the county is probably not a front runner to land Amazon's second headquarters, but that doesn't mean it can't reap some of the benefits.
Should Amazon go with one of the likelier Northern Virginia bids, maybe in Crystal City or out by Dulles Airport, Prince William County won't be left out entirely.
We would see a lot of those employees moving out to Prince William.
Thanks to the county's relatively cheap housing, says Supervisor Pete Canlin. But even if it doesn't win the grand prize, there may be some leftovers that Prince William has its eye on.
A lot of these large campuses end up growing out other businesses to help support the campus. There'll be other supporting type opportunities that I think Prince William County can help out with.
Canlin says Amazon already knows Prince William. They've partnered with them on a few different sites. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hundreds of volunteers will canvass several local communities today. Their goal? To count the homeless.
It takes a large team to count the number of homeless individuals in the district.
We've got volunteers, about 300 volunteers across the city. And
Carter Hughley is with D.C.'s Department of Human Services.
We're optimistic that we'll continue to see a decrease on the family side.
A similar count is also happening in Prince George's County. John Summerlot is with Social Services.
It is just a snapshot, and so it's dependent a lot on weather conditions.
Volunteers will talk with the homeless, try to find them shelters, and get information about what they need. The overall count will be out this spring. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of D.C. secondary schools has been removed from the job in the wake of an investigation into whether some Ballou high school students graduated, even though they shouldn't have been allowed to. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,211, the Nasdaq at 7460. Sports, college basketball, second-ranked UVA wins again. The Wizards and Caps both idle till tomorrow night. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.